Okay, today is Daf Hey. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, third line from the bottom, Itmar. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Freud family, L'il Nishmas Rachel Bas Mordechai. Itmar. So yesterday we spoke about 2 days Yontif. Now we're going to talk about 2 days Rosh Hashanah, right, which we all practice. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So Itmar. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. What about the two days of Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Ushmuel de Omri Tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel both say, Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. Whereas, yesterday, we said, on the 2 days of Yontif, if it's Nolda Bazeh, it's Mutter Bazeh. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Nolda Bazeh Asur Bazeh. Why? What? Right, basically, because the reason why there are 2 days is not because of a suffix. Very hard concept. It's very complicated now. Ditnan. We learned it in Mishnah like this. Barishona, originally. Now, let's say, it's the 30th day of Elul. And I don't live in Yerushalayim, but I live nearby. I live in Tel Aviv, it's an hour away. So, I wake up the night before, let's say it's a Tuesday. So Monday night, I'm thinking to myself, is tomorrow going to be Rosh Hashanah? Tomorrow's the 30th. The Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, could be on the 30th or the 31st. So Monday night, the guy says, can tomorrow can be Rosh Hashanah? Could be. What's going to happen? Edom are going to come on Tuesday. They're going to give Edus. They're going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and that's Rosh Hashanah. So it could be. Now imagine if this guy lived in Woodmere and went to sleep that night thinking, what's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be? So, right? I don't know what it's going to be. Now, if it's Rosh Hashanah, then now I'll do Malacha. Right? Forget chauffeur and all that. Malacha you're not allowed to do. Right? So, what they started to do is, they started to not do Malacha. On the 30th of Elul, on the chance it was going to be Rosh Hashanah. It's a good chance. It's a very good chance. Right? So they stopped doing malacha. From the night before. And the entire Tuesday they wouldn't do malacha. Now what happened on Tuesday? Sometimes it was Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes it wasn't. If it wasn't, then the next day is for sure Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Chodesh has to be on the 31st. There's no such thing as 31 days in a Jewish month. No such thing. So if that happened, they were holding 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now, in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara is going to say later, they always did this. They always held 2 days Rosh Hashanah because they had no choice. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to because word could spread to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have to. But the reason why they held 2 days, it wasn't a suffix.
Same problem, though.
What do you mean?
You started out correctly. You ended up correctly. The beginning, if you had somebody living in Haifa, they would never get that message in one day, right?
So we'll see about that in a minute. We'll see that over the course of the daf. But the point is that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah was never a suffix. It was a suffix, but not the same kind of suffix. It wasn't the same kind of suffix. The normal suffix of 2 days Yontif is I live very far away and I don't know if I'm going to know and find out in time. Nothing to do with that. The question was, were they showing up? Which day were they showing up? It's a different kind of suffix.
Exactly.
The Gemara doesn't call it a suffix.
That's logical because we have 15 days for every other.
Correct.
Except Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. So it wasn't. It's a suffix. The Gemara doesn't call it a suffix. The Gemara calls it a different thing. So it's not a suffix. So the development of 2 days Rosh Hashanah was different, and therefore it's sort of like one kedusha. Okay, got all that?
No, so let's say they came on the 30th.
Yeah.
They came. So people outside of Yerushalayim area would hold 2 days, no matter what.
So let's see. Berishona, originally, Hayu Makablum Eidos HaChodesh Kol Yom. They would accept testimony the entire 30th day. The whole 30th day. Says Rashi on the bottom, Kol Yom, second to the bottom line, Yom Shloshim Shel El, the 30th day of El. Umi be'erev, from the night before, like I said, haya osrin malacha. They stopped doing malacha. Why? Shema Yekadesh Yiskadesh Hachodesh Lamachar. Yeah, Lamachar. Maybe Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah will be tomorrow. V'nimtze, it comes out, Shalayla Hazeh Yontif. Tonight is Yontif. Did they make Kiddush? No. Right? But, did they say Shechianu? No. Did the davening Yontif davening? No. But at least not to do Malacha. Shekein Kol Hayom. The whole day, mitzapim, they're waiting. Le'edus, ru'ui, halavana. Te'edin, that saw the levana. U'layavau, maybe they're going to come. V'chol shah, she'ein aid, she'boin aid, she'tech shach, any aid until dark. Hayu makablin edusan, they would accept the edus. U'machdishin hachodesh bo'bayom, and they would make Rosh Chodesh right then, that minute. Rosh Hashanah would be that minute. Okay?
No shofar or nothing.
Pamachas, listen to this. Pamachas one time, this is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Pamachas one time, Nishtahu ha'edim lavo, the edim were very late. They came super late. V'niskalkalu ha'levium b'shir. And the levium messed up the shir. What shir? It came time for the Talmud shel Ben Harbaya. It was so late, it was the afternoon Talmud, and everyone's looking at the watches, no edim here. So it's still a regular Tuesday. Tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. But today's not. So what are we going to do? We'll say a shir shal yom of a chol, of a Tuesday. What happened? After that, they showed up, the edim. Now what do we do? Right? After that, they showed up. So says Rashi on top, Tamid shal ben harbayim, she'amru...
Oh, it depends on what the levium said shir?
Yeah, one second, listen to this Rashi. Tamid shal ben harbayim, she'amru bo shira shal chol, right? In the Tamid shal ben harbayim, this is the shira of the chol, Shahayu Sovrim, Shalal Yavu, Ode, the Hayom Chol. They thought, they're not coming to Edom. They're not coming anymore. It's so late already. It's almost Shkia. And we made it a Chol. Ukishabo, and then Edom did show up. Nimtza, Shehu Kodesh. It turns out, Lemafreya, it was Rosh Hashanah today. Ubishel Shachar, Eintos. In the morning, there's no mistake. What about the morning, Talmud? They said the same Shir in the morning. We don't say a Shir by Menachol, only by Shachar. What about the morning? Now, I'm not sure I understand what Rashi is going to answer. He says like this, the Talmud shel Shachar, afilu huktash achodesh kodam hakrivaso, even if the Edom showed up 7 o'clock in the morning, before they even brought the Talmud. Shir shel chol hayomrim. They would say the shir shel chol anyway. Why? Lefi sheberov hashanim ein ha'edim amarim lovo kol kach. No one, they never came so early. They did come so early. I don't understand that answer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's answering.
They're here.
They're right here. I understand. I don't know. The whole thing doesn't make sense to me. I just don't understand it. Why happened to the Shachar?
Usually
they didn't come. So therefore what? Therefore, why isn't it a Tot? They come 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Tom Shal Shachar is long done. We said a Shir Shal Chol.
That's okay.
Huh?
That's okay. But if they come early, they're here. So why don't you take the Avis and start?
Exactly. So I'm not sure of that answer.
Sure of the day. Anyway, it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, so it is Tuesday or Wednesday.
No, because if it's a Yontif, they say a different shir. We don't. We say the same shir. If it's a two Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they didn't. They said a different thing. There are some shuls, after davening on Yontif, they say the special mizma, whatever it was.
Yeah.
What's his name does that? Where you used to daven? Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was on the wall. That's how I know. I was only there one time in my life, and I saw it on the wall. I said, what is this? And it was all...
Yeah. He never said it. He got that from somewhere.
Oh, he never said it. It was on the wall. Between Atzeret this, first day Pesach this, second day, it was all the mizmor, what they used to say. I thought I never saw such a thing.
He found it in a rare bookshop or something, so he hung it up in the shop.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting, yeah.
Just one question. What happened, I know we learned a few of the two ago about the life they used to send, the torture.
Yeah, that was on Stam. That was not on Yontif. That was not Rosh Hashanah.
Why didn't they let people know that we saw the moon?
No, because the minute they Bekadesh the Chodesh, it's Yontif. So can you light fires? I don't know. I don't know about that. That's a good question. It's a tzorech. I don't know. I'm sure we get to that in Rosh Hashanah. We can ask that question. I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, Hiskinu, they made a takana. Okay? Shalo Yehu Mekablon Et HaEdim Ela Ad Mincha. So we made a new thing now. If Edim show up after the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim, we're not going to listen to them. We'll put them in a room and let them sit around. We don't want to run into this problem. Okay? You hear? That was a takana. But they made a takana. From now on, if Edim show up after Mincha, We're going to have a kilkel in the shear, and we don't want that to happen. Therefore, we're not going to let them testify. Okay? Good?
No.
No good?
No. So if I had a kilkel in the shear, so what? So they said the right shear next time.
Okay, so it was a big deal.
Yeah, so it's
now, Rashi says, it's the next Rashi, Adam Mincha, it's a big Rashi. The first half we don't have to read. Second half, where it says Alma, the last word on the line after a comma. Alma, what do you see from here? This is the key point. You see Alma? Tchilas asiyah shnei yamim shal Rosh Hashanah, afilu bebezdin, even if they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Bezdin, afilu bebezdin habi lomi suffik. It wasn't a suffik. It was a suffik, but a different kind of suffik. Not the same suffik for every other 2 day under. That's not the same thing. Rashi calls it, it's not a suffik even. It wasn't because of a suffik. Rather, Sharei Vadai Sheyamtif Lamachar. We know for sure tomorrow is Yamtif. That's for sure we know. The 31st for sure. Vafal Pikain, Tiknu Latzosa. We made the 30th also Yamtif. Why? Why did we do that? Because of this whole tumult, right? Shmamina, Chak Chachamim. The Chachamim made a rule. Umitzvasan Hayel Latzosa, Bo Eidim Achar Mincha. Really, we should have heard the Eidim after Mincha, but for various reasons we didn't. Varechokim, what about if you live far away? Yesh Aleihem Lasos B'chol Shana. Every year they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Every year they did. Why? They had no way of knowing what the Eidim are showing up. Shema Yavo Eidim, Acha HaMincha. Maybe the Eidim are going to come after Mincha. Varei Kedusha Sawachat. It's one Kedusha. Then Kan Lomer Manav Shach Ad Menei Chol. You can't say, well, one of them Manav Shach is Chol. Can't say that. Why? The Shema Ein Kan Chol, or Shneim Kodesh. It could be they're both Kodesh. How could they both be Kodesh? Because we're treating it as Kodesh to cover our bases. But it's not the same to say, well, one of them sure is Chol. You can't say that. If you're living in Haifa, maybe that was far enough away. What's today? Today's the 30th. We're not doing Malacha today. Why? Because I don't know what's going on in Yerushalayim. It could be today's Yom Tov. And what about tomorrow? Tomorrow also could be. Does that mean Manav Shach, one of them is Chol? No way, not at all. Not true at all. Therefore, an egg laid on one is usher on the other. Why? That's what all it's for. Because it's one Kedusha. Okay?
I missed something. Why is Shulayim based on the Eidim coming?
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
So why is it every 2 days?
Because they started to keep 1 day not to do Malacha in case that day the Eidim would show up. What if they show up 11 o'clock in the morning? And I drove my car at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's terrible. So they stopped doing Malacha on the first day in case the Eidim are going to come. Now, is that a suffix? Yes. Is it the same kind of suffix where we have 2 days of Sukkot? Not at all. So they don't call that a suffix. So the people stopped doing Malacha realizing, hey, this could very well happen. Now, what happened once? Once there was a whole box up with the shear. So, right? People were still practicing.
So they narrowed it down even further.
Exactly. People were still holding 1 day. People were still not doing Malacha. Now it was a big botch up. So now they said maybe even in Yerushalayim, we're not going to let the Eidim come even. Right?
This is Vaday Shiyamtov Malacha, right? It's not really Vaday.
It is a Vaday.
They decided we're not going to accept you anymore after 2 o'clock, but really it's today.
Right. So that's a Takana. Right? So now we're going to see. Once the base of Mikdash is destroyed and this issue goes away, let's go back to the old way. They still were Makadosh Nechodosh Al Pi Re'iyah. Till the Rambam says till Abaye and Rava's time. I don't know how the Rambam knows. That's what the Rambam says.
Oh, of course, it's till Abaye's time. That's what he'll.
Right.
Did they come to a Bezdin?
Yeah. That's what the Rambam says.
No. They went to Yerushalayim. They went there. Who was Yerushalayim with that? Bill the second. He had a port still in Yerushalayim.
Now, Tosfos asked.
Yeah. At the time it happened.
Tosfos asks the following question. We're all buddies of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tosfos asks the following question on top. He asks, they're worried about the shear? That's the big deal? That's the big hack? What about, look at the Tzikiyah Shofar. What about Karban Musaf?
Right.
Malchio, Zichrono, Shofar, what about the Karban Musaf? By the way, once you bring the Karban Tarbet Shalbein Arbaim, you can't even bring a Karban Musaf. You're not allowed to bring any carbonos afterwards. Right? So what is busy with the Shir Shalyom? All the kind of are standing around. Are we bringing a Gemusaf or not? What are we doing now? Right? Tosfos gives three answers. I'm not going to like any of them. First answer he gives is that in a chanami, even after the tamid, they would bring the carbon. Why?
Bring the carbon musaf.
They would bring a carbon musaf even after the tamid. Why? So he says because it's just like a mechusa kippurim who forgot to bring a carbon pesach. He's allowed to bring his karbanos after the tamid. Normally, the only thing you're allowed to bring after the tamid is a carbon pesach. What about a guy? Oh, you know what? Today's my eighth day. I'm tar now. Now I want to bring my carbon, and I can eat the carbon pesach in a few hours from now. We let him do that. That's one answer he gives. Second answer Tosfos gives is an assay of the rabbim pushes off a different assay of the kahanim. There's an assay not to bring any karbanos after the carbon tamid. But an assay of the rabbim will push that off. He brings another, right? Is that true? Assay of the rabbim will push that off? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's number two. That's the second answer. And the third answer is a whole complicated thing. You make it tonight. You say it like this. What's the carbon tamid? It's one animal. If they're not showing up, this is the carbon tamid. And if they are showing up, this is the first carbon of my musaf. How many musaf? How many carbons? Like 14 sheep, whatever. Yeah. This is only one of them. And then I'll bring the rest afterwards. So that's not a big deal. So we got out of that issue. What's left? The shear. What about the shofar? That's a good question. Right? Well, they're not going to blow shofar? Right? So you could say, well, shave al tasa. I hear all that. Still, what, you're not blowing shofar? Okay. Now, Amar Rabba, back to the Gemara, only the four lines. Amar Rabba, mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech. Once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Did I skip?
No.
Oh. Once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, right? What takana? We're going to say in a minute. Then Beta, born on the first day, is mutter on the second day. Then there could be mutter. Why? Muteret. Then it'll be mutter. Ditnan. Because we learned in the Mishnah like this. Rishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehi Mekablon Eretz HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Let's accept Eretz the whole day. Why are we stopping for Mincha? Because maybe they'll mess up the Shear? There is no Shear. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So might as well go back to the old rule. If you go back to the old rule, then what? Then what? If you go back to the old rule, then what?
They come at 4 o'clock.
They come at 4 o'clock. We'll make out the right then. So therefore... Therefore, an egg laid on the first day will be mutter on the second day. Why? Why will it be mutter on the second day? What?
There's like now it's yom tov of yom tov. She should go yet.
After the carbon tamid, wouldn't it be the next day already?
So according to this, if any area is holding 2 days, it's only from Suffolk. And if it's only from Suffolk, it's no different than any other 2 day yontif. And therefore, egg laid on 1 day is mutter on the second day. Make sense? What? No, it's only nafkamina that we care about. The Gemara doesn't ask that on a base. Amalei Abaya, Varavu Shmuel, D'Amri Tavayhu, Beit Asura. But Rav and Shmuel, who lived after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said it's Usser. So how could Rav say that once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along, they went back? Rav and Shmuel said not like that. So the Gemara says, Amalei Amina Lach Ana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I'm talking to you what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did. V'ata Marta Li Rav and Shmuel. Are you still telling about Rav and Shmuel who lived 200 years after him? Not interested in that. It's still a kasha. What are Rav and Shmuel thinking? Right?
What was the problem?
What do you mean? Rav and Shmuel, kasha masnisen. The Mishnah says that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, they went back to the old way. If they went back to the old way, why is a Beit of first day Rosh Hashanah also on second day Rosh Hashanah? Why could Rav and Shmuel say that?
They what?
They can't argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Not argue, but the situation changed.
No, what?
Situation changed.
No, so the Gemara gives an unbelievable answer, which is your answer. Amalei Alokasha. Halon, halahu. The question is, where are you? Where are you? If you're in Chutz La'aretz, then Rav and Shmuel are correct. Because the 2 days are not misafik.
Yeah.
What are they? It's to cover all your bases. That's not misafik. Therefore, what they say is one Kedusha, they're 100% right. in Yerushalayim and nearby. How far? We'll see in a minute how far. Basically, it's one day travel.
Right.
One day travel, so they could find out. If you're one day away, less than one day away, then it was only one Kedusha, right? Then it was not one Kedusha. It was only one day. And therefore, then Rabbi Yochanan Medaka would be correct. And if you're holding 2 days, that's a really misafik, and then it would be no different than any 2 day yantar. Okay?
In Babel, where they were, it was considered like a yantar, but it wasn't so. Yantar is mutter the second day, isn't it?
A regular yantar is mutter. That's because, that's the reason why it's mutter. Is because Mimanav Shach, one of them is not Yontif.
Right.
But here we're knowing 2 days, yes, as Yontif. So the 2 days become really one day.
Correct.
If that's the case, then an egg laid on one is Usr on the other. It's really one long day. Only reason we're holding 2 days is to cover ourselves. That's a different kind of suffix. It's not called a suffix by the Gemara.
And Yerushalayim, it's...
They didn't do that.
One is definitely not.
Right.
Therefore,
one egg laid on one is mutter on the other. It's a different read. The whole thing was different. So it makes sense? It makes perfect sense. Rabbi Yosef Amar, that's why Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said we'll go back to the old way, and Rabbi Shmuel come along and say no, it's aser. How can they say that? They're talking about chutz laretz. Rabbi Yosef Amar, af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai ve'elech. No, even when Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai came back, when he made his takana, Beitza Asura be Asura. Beitza Asura, it's still Asur. My time of why? Why is it Asur? I'll tell you why. Habi Davar Sheba Binyan, because it's a Davar Sheba Binyan. What's a Davar Sheba Binyan? What?
Egg.
No. The different Davar Sheba Binyan. The Bezdin that said, from now on, we are going to make Eidim come after Mincha. We're not going to take them. We're not going to let them come. That was made by a Bezdin. So, V'chol Dover Sheba Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Acha
Lahatiro.
The Bezdin was a Minyan. Now, in order to undo that din and go back to the old way, you need another Bezdin. And you know what? Don't have it. You never have it. You never have the same Bezdin. Because generations go down. You never have it. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Menah Minala, how do I know that? The Chsiv, it says like this. Leich emor lahem. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell everybody. Shuvu lachem la'ahaleichem. Then everybody can go back to their wives. Why? I asered Tasha Shamita before Matan Torah. Then they can go back. I need Hashem to tell me I can go back. What, I'm going to be celibate for the rest of my life? And yeah. Hashem said, separate. I would say, yeah, the rest of your life. What can I tell you? No, comes along Hashem. Don't worry, but they can go back now. Matan Torah is over, they can go back. The Omer, another pasuk. That when once I blow the shofar, anybody can go on. You want to go on Har Sinai and go give tours? This is where the Jews got the Torah? No problem. When I blow the shofar. Well, what would I think? I would think Hashem said no one's allowed to go on Har Sinai. It's a holy place. So it's holy forever. No! When I blow the shofar, then they can go. What?
Yeah.
So what do you see?
Yeah, be careful with that line.
What do you see? That when there's an Isser, I need another minyan acher to matter it. And another one. Kerem Revai is the fourth year of grapes. Hayo'ol Yerushalayim. They would go up to Yerushalayim. Mahalech yom echad l'chol tzad. As long as it was one day journey. The rule is that you have to bring the grapes to Yerushalayim, or you could redeem it. They wouldn't allow you to redeem it if you lived within a 1 day of Yerushalayim. You had to bring them to Yerushalayim. V'zuhi t'chumas eilat min atzaf nadarom akravat min atzaf nadarom lud min amayif yad min amizrach. Those are the boundaries of the four directions. If you lived in those areas, you were forced to come bring your kerem revai to Yerushalayim. Why did they do that? Because they wanted Yerushalayim to be nice and full of fruit. V'amar Ula, V'tamer of Rabbi Bachan, Amar Bachan, Matan, what's the reason for that? K'dela Ater Shuke Yerushalayim Beperos, to beautify the streets of Yerushalayim with fruit. V'tanya, Kerem Revai, Hoyolo Rabbi Eliezer B'mizrach B'lod B'tzad Kfar Tavi, he had Kerem Revai within the range that he really couldn't redeem it or sell it or give it away. Ubike Shlaf Kiro Lani, he wanted to give it away to the Aniyim. Let them have it. How much do I need? I don't want to schlep it. Let them have it. Amrulal Talmidav, Rebbe, Kfar Nimnu Alecha Chaverecha V'tiru. They already made a bezin and they mattered it. They already did it. Man Chaverech, who are they? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Taima, the reason is, the Nimnu. They actually called them bezin and they convened the bezin and they did it. Halal Nimnu Lo. And if they wouldn't have done that, you wouldn't be able to get away with it. You'd have to bring it yourself. What do you see from here? Look at Rashi, second line, second skinny line. Af al gav de memela lesa l'takanta kamaisa. Even though the takana went away anyway, the ha kedei lazar shuki Yerushalayim hu dahave. That the whole reason was for the shuki Yerushalayim. V'kivon decharva. And now that it's destroyed, ma lanu lazar tzarech anach. Well, for the guy, we should have a nice fruit there. What, doesn't make any sense? The whole reason to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim makes no sense. There's no more Yerushalayim. Why should bring it for the Arabs? Doesn't make sense. Afilu hachi tzarech minyan. Still, they needed a minion, and they got the minion. So they did it. So what do you see?
You need a minion.
You need a minion. And there was no minion over here with this Aedis business.
We couldn't convene a bad minion.
So they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Oh, so, yeah. says Rabbi Yosef, that's why, it didn't go back to the old way. It stayed this way. And therefore, it's still, one egg laid on one day is Usher on the next day. Okay? Because it didn't, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it didn't go back to the old way. It stayed the way they wouldn't take Edom after noon. Now, we just brought three rides.
Who was living there after they destroyed Yerushalayim?
There were people. Rabbi Yeshua was there.
A big crowd? How many people? I think that a big crowd.
There weren't too many. The entire Sahedrin was already gone by
then. What do you have there? It was very depressing, I'm sure.
Could you imagine how depressing it must have been?
Well,
can you imagine? It's worse than a DP camp, right? The Josephus says 12 million Jews died during the war for the destruction of Yerushalayim. They say it's an exaggeration. It's a lot of people.
Exaggeration because they say the same thing by Beit Dar. It's not possible.
It's not possible that many people. But it was a lot of people. I don't know if it was 6 million, but they lost the temple also. It's a big loss, right? And what did Rabbi Gamliel say? What did Rechon Abedakai say? Tain li Yavna. That's all I need. I just need a place to learn. That's all he said.
Was he in Yavna or was he in Shalayim?
He was in Yavna. They all moved to Yavna by then.
He was in Yerushalayim at the time it happened.
He was in Yerushalayim. That's where the yeshiva was. That's where the Sanhedrin was. They were there. I don't know. Yes, but I don't know. Where exactly it happened, I don't know. I don't know.
He said more than Tain li Yavna. He said Tain li Yavna is Talmidah.
Tain li Yavna is Chachameha. It's all I need. It's all I need.
Not just Yavne.
Right, but that's what he meant. All I need is the Torah. Half the Torah will survive. Right, that's okay. That's a very firm vart. Right, just give me the Torah and I'll survive. That's what he said. He said it.
From or not, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
He was right.
He was right. But you're right. It must have been terribly depressing. That's why Rechon Ben Zakkai, all his takanas were all about the Beis HaMikdash. It was trying to give chizuk. So they were all about the
Beis HaMikdash. He's being practical.
Right. Yeah. He was being practical, but they're all zechers to the Beis HaMikdash. Omer and the Lulav was all to remind people, you know, we still have to maintain a kesher with the Beis HaMikdash. Right, today, we're so far away from it.
Which the Kaddish did need a minion for, which did he not yet? Did he have a minion or not?
It is a hard thing. The truth is that it's a whole discussion when you need a minion, when you don't. Now, we brought three riyas that you need a minion. The thing with the wives, the thing with going up the mountain, and the thing with Kerem Revai. Why do we need three of them? Why do we need three riyas? So, where am I? My Omer, why do I need three riyas? Right? Hachi Kamar. Here's why I need three riyas. By the way, even today. Is it today? Might be today or tomorrow. Remind me at the end of this year, we're going to finish a few minutes early, about the uncovered water. Which no one's knowing today, right? And then they used to. Who mattered that? They made a gzera. Don't drink water that's uncovered because the snake will put poison in it. So then there's no snakes. Oh, you know what? I think it's tomorrow. I think Tosfos says it tomorrow.
No one's.
Yeah.
Knowing that now? No.
What?
No one's knowing
it? What?
I've always come
out with the water. You can. You don't have to. Where's that Tosfos? Okay. Anyway. Why do we need three makoros for the same idea? Hachi kamar. Michti. Ksivet says, Hayu nechavim l'shoshes yavam, tichol isha. Get ready for 3 days, don't go near your wife. Then it says, Lech emol lehem, shuvu lechem lo'olechem. Lomeli. Why do we need that? It said 3 days. So you want to tighten up the pasuk like this. No, for 3 days you want to get ready, but you can't be with your wife ever again. I could have read it like that. Shema mina, kol davar shebiminyan, tzarech minyanach alatiro. V'chi tema, lemitzvahs ona hu da'asa. Maybe Hashem was saying that it's not a raya. It's not a raya that what? It's not a raya that what? Maybe he was just saying that it's not a raya that I need a minyan acher. Hashem was just saying that there's a mitzvah of ona. I'm not exactly sure what that means. What does that mean? V'chi tena l'mitzvahs ona hu da'asa. Right? I'm not telling you can go back to your wives. Right? That was really... I'm not telling you... You don't need a minyan acher. Of course you mutter to your wife. No question about it. Why? Because the 3 days expired. The 3 days are over. There's no minyan acher. Go back to your wife. Enjoy. Why does Hashem say it? That if someone has a mitzvah's owner, you should make sure that you fulfill your mitzvah. Tashma, another pasuk. The meshech hayovel, heim yalu bahar. Once the shofar is blown, now you want to go on back on Har Sinai, it has no more kedusha, right? Michti says k'siv v'gam hatzon v'abakar al yiru el mul ha'har ha'hu. The meshech hayovel lomeli. Why do I need meshech hayovel? Right? Why do I need that? Shema mina davishir minyan tzarech minyan malach alatiro. I need another minyan to be matarit. Okay. V'chi tema hani mili b'daraisa. Maybe that's only by a dindar raisa. Avo b'darabanan lo. But on a dindarabanan, no. Tashma. We got the third case. Kerem revai. But kerem revai, darabanan. Kerem revai is only midarabanan. Why? It was a takana that if you live within a day's journey, you have to come. That's the darabanan. The karmi lay. And then they told Rabbi Eliezer, kfar nimnu alecha chavarecha v'hitiruhu. That they mattered it. V'chi tema beitza nami amanu alar b'yochanan medzak. V'chi tema beitza nami Amonu ole Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'shiruya. Hey, you want to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai matered the egg? How did he matter the egg?
With the Beis Din.
No. Ki imanu ha'edus, abeita lo imanu. No, he only changed edus. He didn't change the egg. He went back to regarding edus. He didn't mention the eggs. Right? Like you said to me, this is the only nafkamina? It's not the nafkamina at all. He didn't sit there, okay, what are we doing with eggs late on the first day, you want to eat them on the second day. He didn't do that. What did he do? He made a rule, we're going back toward the old way of accepting Adam afternoon.
And therefore, the eggs
will be... Oh, I'm going to buy it. Atu beitza b'minyan mihava. Beitza be'edus talya milsa. Beitza is tied to the edus. Right? Itasar edus, itasar beitza. You don't let Adam, you don't let the egg. Ishtari edus, ishtari beitza. You let the edus, you let the egg. It goes hand in hand. Right? Stop. That's the end. So the Ritva says, Rabbi Yosef didn't like Abaye. Rabbi Yosef didn't agree with this answer. Or didn't he agree with it? In other words, that's the Gemara stop. So Rabbi Yosef didn't agree with it. He didn't agree with that answer, right? Why? But why didn't he agree with it? Right? Because he said, if you want to matter the egg, they have to say Beferish. Abaye said, well, obviously it's included. Right? If the hacking with the Edom, the egg is included, says the Ritva, Rabbi Yosef wouldn't agree with that. Okay? Next.
I guarantee the president, they didn't say, and the egg?
And
the egg?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, an egg laid on the first day, can you eat it on the second day? You know, that's what they're busy with.
Let's bring up that, huh?
Next. Rav Adav Rav Shalman, Tarvaihu, Mibay Kaluchias, these two chachamim from this town, Amri, they said, Af mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech beitz asura. Even another reason why, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went back to the old way of Eidus, the egg is still asur. Why? Why should it be asur? My time of why? Because listen to this. Mehera yibana beitz hamikdash. Maybe the beitz hamikdash will get rebuilt. The yom, let's say like this. Ishtakad, last year, milo v'chalnu beitza b'yom tov sheni. Didn't we eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah?
This is my favorite answer.
Didn't we eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Hashtanami nechel, we can eat it now too. Well, now you can't, because now you got the beitza mikdash back.
Right.
So we're not taking the egg this afternoon anymore. Right? Because you don't want to mess up the shear. Right. So the Gemara says, 1 second. V'lo yadi. They're not going to realize. Last year, there were two kedushos. V'ashta kedusha achasi. And now it's one kedusha. They're not going to realize.
Things change and now it's rebuilt. I mean,
1 second.
Last year, there's
no storm
written about it next
yeah.
year.
Ihachi, if that's the case, then Eidus Namino the Kado. Shouldn't take Eidus either. Same thing. My time, why? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. V'yamru, Eshtakad Milo Kabalnu Eidus HaChodesh. Last year, we took Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom Kulo, after Mincha, Hashta Nami Nekabel. Now, what's also doing now? Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, you can't compare. Hasam Eidus Misora LeBezdin. Eidus is given over to Bezdin. They know what they're doing. They learn Svarim, and they know the difference, and they know that things. Beitza LeKol Masura. Eds, people don't know. People Amaratzim. People don't know. So for people, if it affects average person, we can't take a chance. Because they're not going to realize that last year things were different. People aren't stupid. They know last year there was no Beis HaMikdash. This year there is a Beis HaMikdash. They know this whole daf. That because of the two Kedushas and the one Kedusha in the afternoon and before. They don't realize all that. Last year, the rabbi said, I could eat the egg. Now all of a sudden, I can't. Ah, they don't do. What changed? Oh, because the, what does the basic thing have to do with an egg? Right? What does it have to do with anything?
Except the man who said that he brought the egg inside Bezdin.
Right. No, he said, what does the basic thing have to do with an egg? It's a lovely thing, the basic thing. Has nothing to do with my egg. They don't realize it really does. They're not going to realize. So for them, we can't allow it.
Well, those guys will go to gourmet club before Yom Kippur and stack up our eggs and it won't be an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Divine the red to gourmet club, it's never an issue.
Okay, next.
No chicken involved.
Rava Omar, Rava says, Af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elich beit asura. Another thing, even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along and went back to the old way, the egg is still asur. Another reason why it's asur. Mi lo modu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agree in bo edim and amincha v'lamayla that if edim come along from mincha l'mayla shenogin oso ayom kodesh ulamachar kodesh? Wouldn't he agree that's really 2 days? Says Rashi, the last Rashi. Ah, fagaf. The tikein l'kabel edim tachodesh kol hayom. L'hiyos monin l'moados min harishon. Bafilu bo edim la'achar mincha. Right? In other words, even though we're letting edim come so late in the day, why? Because why not? There's no downside. Right?
There's no shear.
There's no downside. Avo molasas yantav sheni lo ekrat akarne rishonim koma. But we're still holding the first day also. Why we're still holding the first day?
No, the second day.
First day. Lasos yontav sheni lo oh avol lasos yontav sheni lo nekra takana rishonim koma. In other words, to hold 2 days, says Rava, which is why in Israel they hold 2 days Rosh Hashanah now. Says Rava, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would allow the edim to come at 6 p.m. and they're driving around in cars at 5 p.m. Of course not. Of course not. No one would allow that. So the whole omen here about how things changed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came, nothing changed. Even in Yerushalayim, they're holding 2 days. Why? Because if they show up, it's Rosh Hashanah. So how on earth can we do Malacha? So there's no difference. The only difference is how late in the day will we let them come. That has no bearing on the two Kedushas. Right? In the base of Mikdash, we didn't want to let that happen. Why? There's going to be a sheer problem. But wouldn't Milo Moda, wouldn't he agree? What are you going to be driving around at 4 o'clock and the Edom are coming? You see the Edom coming. Hey, one guys want a lift? Right? That's crazy. So there's always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah being observed, and it was not a suffix. It was to cover the bases. That's not the same suffix. Right? It's not called a suffix. Right? Make sense?
The kind of didn't really change much.
Exactly. What did it change? It changed when we had the Edom show up. That has no bearing on anybody. That's no bearing on anybody. Therefore, the whole Rosh Hashanah was always 2 days. Always was held 2 days. Why? To make sure. Can you imagine that? They didn't come 20 minutes before Shkia, and the whole day, if it's like a regular day, and everyone went to work, and driving around, plowing, everything you want to do. What kind of day is that?
Like the next day, Yom Tov Sheni.
That's the next day for sure, Rosh Hashanah. Because what if they didn't? Because what if they didn't come?
Then it's definitely.
They did.
What if they didn't?
Right.
What if they didn't come?
Yes.
Then the next is for sure Rosh Hashanah. And what if they did come? Yes. So hold it today also. That's exactly how it doesn't make a difference now. It doesn't matter where you are anymore. It doesn't matter if it's in Yerushalayim or not. It doesn't make a difference.
Yerushalayim, they came on 4:30.
It's no difference.
Why is tomorrow? We'll see.
Yeah, why is tomorrow?
It's not. But since in Chutz La'aretz, they had to practice it 2 days. Right? Because they didn't know.
Right.
So in Yerushalayim, they would also practice it 2 days. Maybe they're going to show up, maybe they're not. Exactly. Now what would happen if they showed up on the first day? Mm-hmm. So the second day of Rosh Hashanah? That might not be.
He's saying, anyway, you hold.
No, the takana of holding the first day as to cover yourself. That never went away. So what would be if they come the first day at 5 o'clock and nobody did malacha that day? What would be the next day? You're right. In Yerushalayim, it wouldn't be.
No, it's a yom kodesh for malacha kodesh, you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. The point is that there's no difference in Yerushalayim. It's not different than anywhere else. The only thing that changed was how late let the Edom come. That has no bearing on anybody. It's a difference.
You have to have the second day.
No, I said, what if the 30th day? What if the 30th? I understand.
What about Davening? What about Kiddush?
What if that's not a reason to make a second day? What if the 30th day? The 30th day. Is they come before the 30th day? They show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Edom. We didn't do any malacha today. We kissed they were going to come. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow's also yontif.
But saying you're going to
then and Yochanan would agree with that. If that's the case, it's no different, and that's why the egg is aser. Just one more thing. Omar Rava Hilchas Hakavate Derav Dhani Plas Bein Lakula Bein Lachumra. We hold like Rav in these three great cases. The what's the kula? That if it's one of the first day yontif, it's mutter second day yontif. Chumras are if a Shabbos yontif are back to back, born on one, usher on the other, and the third one, which is also a chumra, that if it's yontif Rosh Hashanah, it's usher on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.